All right, reconvening the Board of Accountancy in public session at approximately 2:08 on May 11th. We are up to item 27, motions on cases heard in executive session.
We've added a guest.
And we've added a guest, Sherry McPherson. Welcome.
Thank you.
I make a motion to accept as a consent agenda item number 27A of the agenda, reporting and inquiries timely reported.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to close the reporting inquiries listed in 27A. Any other discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I make a motion to accept as a consent agenda item number 27B of the agenda, closing reporting inquiries not timely reported.
Second.
Moved and seconded to close the reporting inquiries under 27B. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I make a motion to accept as a consent agenda item number 27C of the agenda, request for direction to close inquiries.
Second.
And that was a motion to
close. Yes. Okay. Accept as a consent agenda to close.
A motion to close the items in 27C. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And item D, is that?
Which one was that again? Which one was that again?
18. Remember when we had this one set up?
Yeah, what's...
I think it was the one where it was timely reported.
The suspension piece?
The suspension that was stayed.
No, that's
not
that.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. But I think it was...
Maybe they put the number wrong.
I think it's a typo.
Yeah. Well, according to that, it's this.
That's the New York one.
So it's just in the wrong
time to say that. 2018.
No.
Yeah. 1823
and there's 1723. But 1823 should be under...
should be under
B.
20. Correct.
Number B, yes. But it was pulled out
similar.
Because it was time. It's very similar, but it was timely.
I make a motion to accept as I make a motion to close. Reporting inquiry 2818. RPT 023.
Second.
Moved and seconded to close the inquiry 2018 RPT 23. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right, and then we have our case list from.
Okay. In the matter of case number 2017 inquiry 060.
Those were for direction.
Okay, we don't. Okay. Only if we were going to close them. Okay. Well, one of them was going to close.
Yeah.
I believe the last one we were going to close.
You're asking additional information, but I wrote down.
I had additional information as well.
It seemed to me I was the one asking for the additional information. Everybody else is fine with letting it go away.
I'm happy to close it.
Okay, then never mind. In the matter of agency case 16-014, I make a motion to administratively close the case but issue a letter of concern.
I second the motion.
Moved and seconded to administratively close 16014. Any other discussion? clarification, this is a lot like the ones on our consent agenda. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Moving on.
In the matter of agency case number 15-035, I'm going to work them individually here, just so they're all lined out. I make a motion for a finding of multiple violations of OAR 801, 030, 0010, parent 1, parent B.
And that's sufficient?
Sufficient, yes. A finding of sufficient evidence.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to have a sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801, 030, 0010, parent 1, parent B, due professional care. Any other discussion?
In this case, alleged violation has to do with whether the licensee took adequate steps to correct an incorrect Social Security number that was on a tax return they had prepared.
Other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Further, in matter of case 15-035, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence of violation of OAR 801 030 0010, parent 1, parent B, due professional care.
Second.
Discussion?
This one has, in this particular instance, it has to do with the licensee, the practitioner, whether they had taken appropriate steps to file a tax return on behalf of their client.
Moved and seconded for sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801 030 0010 parent 1 parent B in case 15035. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
In the case of 15-035, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801 030 0010, parent 1, parent B, due professional care.
Second.
Any discussion?
This particular allegation has to do with whether the licensee should have prepared an Oregon income tax return for a client.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
In the matter of 15035, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801 030 0010 parent 1 parent B due professional care.
Second.
Discussion?
This has to do with the licensee's whether they had adequately responded to contacts from their client.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
In the matter of agency case 15035, I make a motion for finding a sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801 030 0010 parent 4 tax standards.
Second.
Discussion?
This has to deal with whether information provided in the in prepared tax returns was factual or had been created by the practitioner.
All those in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed?
In the matter of agency case 15035, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801 030 0010 parent 4 tax standards.
Second.
Discussion?
This has to do with whether the practitioner is following IRS guidance and rules with respect to electronic filing of tax returns.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
In the matter of case 15035, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801 030 020 parent 6 parent B, board communication investigations.
Second. Any discussion?
This one has to do with the, I'm just going to skip here a little bit, for not fully responding to the investigator's questions about certain matters.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
May I ask a clarifying question?
Yes.
On the voting matrix, were you doing item number 13?
That was 13.
Okay.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes. And I was not intending to bring number 12 up.
Perfect.
And then as far as do we need to go through that?
We discussed some potential guidance.
Okay, so in the case of agency case 130-22, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OER 801-030-050 parent 2 integrity and objectivity.
Second.
Did you mean 0005?
0005, yes. If I misstated it, I'm sorry.
And you seconded?
Yes.
Discussion?
This one has to do with whether the practitioner was providing services to a couple that was in the process, if not divorced, and whether they had appropriate integrity and objectivity in providing the services to this couple.
Your motion is sufficient?
My motion was for sufficient, yes.
All those in favor? Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
In the case of agency case 130-22, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 1, parent B, due professional care.
Second.
Discussion?
This has to do with whether the licensee had prepared a tax return correctly with regard to an LLC, or whether it was appropriate to be reported as a Schedule C, as an LLC on a 1065, or as a Schedule C item.
All those in favor of sufficient evidence?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that's 3. It's Scott, Deborah, and Nancy.
Opposed?
Nay.
Nay. Dort, we need you.
Nay.
Five nays, motion fails.
I'm sorry, so
how many?
Nancy,
three.
Deborah, and John were yeses? Were no.
No, I'm a sure. Scott, Deborah, and Nancy are yes. I see a split vote of 3-3.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then it would fail.
Right. In the matter of agency case 16-026, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-010-0340, parent 7, parent A, false and misleading firm names.
Second.
Discussion?
This one has to do with whether the firm, the respondent firm, name was in accordance with our rules based on the number of CPAs that worked with the firm or at the firm.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Further, in the matter of agency case number 160-25.
Six, excuse me.
I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-010-0345, parent 6, parent B, branch offices.
Second.
Discussion?
This is a matter of the firm was registered and whether they, with multiple locations, and whether each location had a CPA in the office as times required by our rules.
And a motion for insufficient evidence for OAR 810103045, parent 6, parent B. All those in favor of insufficient evidence?
Aye.
Opposed?
Further, in the matter of agency case number 16-026, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for multiple violations of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 5, other professional standards.
Second.
Discussion?
This has to do whether the firm had improperly or not in accordance with professional standards conducted professional engagements.
All those in favor of sufficient evidence for OAR 801030010, parent 5?
Aye.
Opposed?
In the matter of agency case number 16-026, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801050-0020, parent 1, peer review enrollment and participation.
Second.
Discussion?
This ties into a prior finding. Whether the work performed by the respondent firm would have subjected them to peer review requirements and enrollment in a peer review process.
All those in favor of sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801050-0020, parent 1?
Aye.
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 Nay, or excuse me, opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Scott?
Yes.
Just to make sure we have our records right, this is the one that you didn't meet your motion on,
no.
Is that right?
No, that one is the one I did not.
Oh, you're right, and you have the action.
Okay, cool.
In the matter of agency case 17-059, I make a motion for a finding of multiple... We did that yesterday. I'm sorry. In the matter of agency case number 15-015, I make a motion to administratively close this case.
Second.
Discussion? And move to close case 15-015. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
In the matter of agency case number 15-016, I make a motion to administratively close the case.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor of administratively closing 15-016?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
In the matter of agency case number 17-003, I make a motion of a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801030-0010. Probably there's an extra zero in there someplace. Parent 1, parent B, due professional care.
Second.
Discussion?
This one has to do with whether the licensee timely or accurately or at all prepared tax returns that they had him engaged to do, and the taxpayer believed they were going to prepare.
All those in favor of insufficient evidence of OAR 801030010, that one, parent 1, parent B?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Finally, in the case of agency case 17-003, I make a motion for finding of insufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801030015, parent 2, parent B, requested records.
Second.
Discussion?
This one has to do, related to that, is whether upon the termination of the relationship between the practitioner and the client, whether appropriate documents had been returned to the client.
For insufficient evidence of violation of OAR 801030015, parent 2, parent B, All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And next one is tabled, is that correct?
Correct.
Yep. So in the matter of agency case number 16-036, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 1, parent B, due professional care.
Second.
Discussion?
This has to do with whether the practitioner failed to prepare tax returns that they had been engaged to prepare for their client.
All those in favor of insufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 1, parent B?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
And I'd like to state for the record, Madam Chair, that with respect to case number 16036, I'm familiar with and friendly with the respondent, but it will not impair my objectivity.
Thank you. In 16026, I did work with that individual for a couple years, decades ago, and that didn't affect my objectivity.
In the case of, in the matter of agency case 16-036, I make a motion for finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 1, parent B, due professional care.
Second.
Discussion?
This has to do with whether the practitioner, unbeknownst to the taxpayer, changed the process for filing certain trust tax returns.
All those in favor of a insufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 1, parent B?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Finally, in matter of agency case 16-036, I make a motion for finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 7, parent B, board communication and investigations.
Second.
Discussion?
It's whether the respondent had appropriately responded to questions as part of the investigation.
All right, so all those in favor of insufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 7, parent D, parent big B.
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? And then the next one we're tabling, I believe.
Were we?
Mm-hmm. Deferred because.
Oh, yes. I'd already moved to the next page.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Interesting.
In the matter of agency case number 17056, and this, you guys will have to follow me here, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of ORS 673.320, parent 3, use of term certified public accountant.
Wait a minute, you said insufficient.
Insufficient. Yes, you need to bear with me here.
Second.
And
discussion.
Yeah, this has to do. This individual is the licensee is a PA, a public accountant, and the issue is whether they have been holding themselves out as a CPA, including whether, perhaps my interpretation, whether they had an obligation to correct others when others were claiming that they were CPAs. That others were suggesting that he was a CPA, whether he had an obligation to correct those. Because, take it further, I didn't see anything that where he seemed to specifically say he was a CPA. That's part of my discussion.
I thought we had a recorded voice message from him saying he was a CPA. Am I wrong on that?
Did we have the voice message, or did we heard somebody told us that?
We do have a recording.
We do have a recording, okay.
Any other discussion? All those in favor of insufficient evidence of a violation of ORS 673320, parent 3, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
So in the matter of agency case 01756, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence of a violation of ORS 673320, parent 3, use of term certified public accountant.
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor of sufficient evidence of a violation of ORS 673.320, parent 3?
Aye.
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 Nay.
Opposed. That was him.
In the matter of agency case number 17-035, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for multiple violations of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 7, board communications and investigations.
Second.
Discussion?
It has to do within the course of multiple investigations, whether the respondent adequately, timely, or at all responded to various communications from the board.
And is this in this the one case, or did you want that to refer to the?
I'm gonna. This is for
separate?
This case. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All those in favor of sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 7, in case 17035?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
In the matter of agency case number 17-057, I make a finding of multiple violations of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 7, board communications.
Sufficient.
Sufficient, yes, a finding of sufficient evidence.
Second.
Discussion?
Very similar to the matter of case 17035, whether the individual adequately, timely, or at all responded to questions or contacts from board investigators.
All those in favor of sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 7, in case 17057?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
In the matter of agency case 18-009, I make a finding of sufficient evidence for multiple violations of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 7, board communications.
Second.
Discussion?
Again, as with case 1735 and 1757, whether adequate, timely, and or at all responses to board communication investigator contact.
All right, all those in favor of sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-030-020, parent 7, in 18009?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Can we put multiple cases into one?
Can we put multiple cases into one motion if they're for the same person in violation? Yeah, I like this.
Oh, yeah.
You can.
I mean, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
It's getting the point that you're, unless they're different violations for...
It's the same fact pattern that applies, because all the cases potentially would result in the same issue.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Okay. In the matter of agency cases 17-035, 17-057, and case 18-009, I make a motion for finding of a sufficient evidence for a violation of OIR 801-030-0020, parent D, professional misconduct.
Second.
Discussion?
This has to do with whether the actions of the individual in those named cases violated a prior stipulated final order in multiple other cases.
All those in favor of sufficient evidence of a violation in OAR 801-030-0020, parent D, case 17035, 17057, 18009?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
In the matter of agency case number 17-048, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-010-00345, parent 9, parent C, plural firm names.
Second.
Discussion?
This has to do with a case where the firm has multiple names in their title. However, the question was whether there were an adequate number of CPAs working at the firm during the time of the multiple names.
All those in favor of sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-010-0345, parent 9, parent C, in case 17048?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
In the matter of agency case number 17-006, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-010-00345, parent 1, requirement to register as a firm.
Second.
Discussion.
This has to do with whether this business organization was required to register as a CPA firm.
All those in favor of a insufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-010-0345, Karen 1?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Further, in the case of 17-006, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-050-0020, parent 1, peer review enrollment and participation. Peer review and enrollment.
Discussion?
This one had to do with whether the same firm, whether the work they were producing was of a nature that they would have been required to enroll in peer review.
Scott, would you amend that to also include OAR 801-050-0020, parent 4, for the different edition between 2006 and 2017?
Did the OARs change at that point? Okay. I'll get another motion. We'll just get this one cleaned up.
All right. We have a motion for insufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-050-0020, parent 1. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
In the matter of agency case 17-006, I make a motion for finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-050-0020, parent 4, participation in peer reviews program.
Second.
Discussion?
Same issue as whether the work they were performing would have required them to be participate in a peer review process.
All right. All those in favor of insufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-050-0020, parent 4?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
In the matter of agency case number 18-006, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of ORS 673-170, parent 2, parent G, conduct resulting in a felony conviction.
Second.
Discussion?
This has to do with a licensee as to whether their pleading in a federal case resulted in a situation they would have violated a statute regarding being convicted of a felony or having a felony charge held against them.
All right. All those in favor of a sufficient evidence of a violation of ORS 673-170, parent 2, parent G?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
I think I remember. In a case of agency case 17-054.
Are there motions on that one? This 18-006?
The directions are provided.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. In the matter of agency case 17-054, I make a motion to administratively close the case.
Second.
Discussion?
This has to do with whether a licensee's actions would have violated a prior settlement or stipulated order.
All right. All those in favor of the motion to close, the administratively close case 17054? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Good job.
No, no.
Not done.
Not yet. In the matter of agency case number 14-052, Darren M. Hall, I make a motion that the board find that there is sufficient evidence to find a violation of OIR 801-030-0020, parent 1, parent D.
Second.
Discussion?
This has to do with whether the individual has complied with a prior issued and agreed to stipulated order.
All those in favor of sufficient evidence of a violation of what you said?
ORA 801-030-0020, parent 1, parent D. And I can provide documentation of...
Thank you. I just didn't have the reference number in front of me. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Further, in the matter of agency case number 14052, in the matter of Darren Hall, I move that the board, that Darren Hall's license be revoked for failure to comply with the settlement agreement of February 15, 2018.
Second. Discussion?
This has to do with the related case, that whether the board wants to revoke the license of this individual for their failure to comply with a stated prior settlement agreement.
All right. All those in favor of moving forward with revocation of license in the case of 14052?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Nay. Any other items for public session? Go to the order. Not at least a little bit early. All right. Meeting adjourned.
Scott, could I have your motion?